contacted the street lighting and road service, and they come out and took it away. Now, the problem we have here is because of the restrictions and the budget and all of this, this lamppost will not be replaced for some time. And we have a number of our lampposts that's been vandalized and has been, the lights have been out by wear and tear. And they're not going to be fixed either because of the budget cuts, you know.
And especially coming into the winter months, those lights are probably more needed now than ever.
The road service is saying they have no budget to actually do any work at all. I mean, potholes are the same. We were saying it's potholes, bad potholes, and, you know, they're not fixing them. But they actually turn around and tell me that they're quite happy to pay compensation to anybody that has hurt or their car is damaged because of these potholes. So, you know, it doesn't add up. Like, if they want to pay compensation, out, you know, way they're going to pay, just fix the potholes and prevent that happening. So there's a whole problem here with street lighting and that type of thing, you know, with the minute and the north, you know.
He'd be urging people with any information as to who did this vandalism to come forward.
You know, anybody knows the names of these people who've done this, because it is at the service of the community what they've done here. Not only was that light column used for lighting that junction where it was, but it was also a bus stop. They had the bus sign on that column as well, so the bus would stop there, they left people, taking them into the town.